Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson. I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson, and we're your hosts this morning for Circles of Prosperity, along with Gloria Wells, who moderates our chat room. Wow. I hope everybody had a great weekend. How are you this morning, Dr. Reggie?
I really feel blessed and honored that so many people tune in to Circles of Prosperity and that they're being blessed by the words and by the energy and the spirit of what we do. And I'm asking they continue to do so, and also that they continue to give their tithes and offerings, because we love promoting and maintaining the air, and especially, what is that thing called? Oracle Friday. Hallelujah. I couldn't think of it. I was going to say Prosperous Friday, but it should be Prosperous. It's Oracle Friday, because I believe in the oracular energy of God. I believe that it's here to provide us with a guidepost, and that those tithes and offerings keep us on the air. So keep that in mind. I really pray for you guys and keep you in our prayers all the time, and that the radio station has been a blessing to you on the air.
Wow. Thank you, Dr. Reggie. Yes, you can go to our homepage at circlesofprosperity.org and make a donation if you feel that in your heart. And we would greatly appreciate it so that we can continue doing a lot of the work that we're doing here. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our morning prayer?
Yes. As we breathe in the breath of life, we are grateful to be alive and not complaining about where we are, but seeing blessings where we are. We thank you for the bestowment of energy and power and love on our lives and everything that we're grateful for. This Thanksgiving, many people are traveling. We ask that you anoint the car and bless every part of them, that they're safely arriving at their destinations. If they're on the road or in planes or trains, bless them wherever they are. And let them be enshrouded with the Holy Spirit and protection of the angels watching over them. Lead us into energy and power and not into frustration or temptation. Let us know that we are the energy of power in the light of God, and we're always blessed by his hands and by his providence. We thank you, Father. We thank you so much for who we are and where we are this Thanksgiving. We have every need to be thankful for everything that we are, especially to be alive and to provide for others in the energy of light and love and peace. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. So, you know, we've been going through discussing the astonishing power of our emotions and how to let our feelings be our guide. And this is based on the teachings of Abraham, which is an energy that's channeled through Esther Hicks. And just so that some of you may not be familiar, but Esther and Jerry Hicks were really probably some of the first current teachers of the law of attraction, and were really the impetus for The Secret. They appeared in the early version of The Secret, and I guess there was some contractual things or whatever that occurred, and so the later versions of it, you don't see them. But Esther Hicks, with the Abraham materials, really was teaching the law of attraction very heavily across America. So I absolutely love this, her works, or Abraham's teachings. It's a different perspective on how to look at things. And of course, you know, here on Circles of Prosperity, we are always working to tie these teachings in with the teachings that we find in the Bible, because of course we're here in Atlanta. This is in the middle of the Bible Belt, and we don't want people to think that this is foreign from what they are learning in their church. This is just an expansion of your understanding. You don't have to change your religion to have a relationship with God. No, no, no. You can stay in your religion, but you want to have a deeper understanding and a stronger relationship with God. And I think that's what I was seeking when I started in New Thought. I wanted to have that relationship, and it was New Thought that really broke it down to me so that I could understand it. I mean, you know, I sat in church for a long time and heard the word faith, 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 faith. You got to have faith, 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 faith. And I really didn't understand what faith meant. I could recite all the different scriptures about faith, but I didn't understand what it meant. And so what New Thought helped me to do was to really understand the principles that are being outlined in the Bible that somehow it just wasn't coming across in the teaching. So I hope that Circles of Prosperity is expanding your consciousness in the same way that my teachers expanded mine, especially Dr. Reggie. Today we're going to move into talking about the vibrational gap between you and you, which basically means the vibrational gap between you, you can say in your physical form or your ego you, and your you that's the non-physical you, which in the language of Abraham is your inner being. The non-physical you equals and means your inner being. Some other teachings may call it your higher self. Here on Circles of Prosperity, we talk about your divine essence. All of those terms are indicating your connection to a greater source of energy, which we would call God. So we are extensions of God. God is within us, living through us as us. And we want to be connected and in alignment with that energetic vibration of our divine essence. So today we're talking about the gap and how you can identify whether or not you are in alignment with your divine essence, the divinity within you. Here's one thing to keep in mind. You know, Jesus always proclaimed, "I and my Father are one." They called him a hypocrite by saying that. How dare you think that you are equal to God? That you could say that you and God are one and the same? But he said, don't your scriptures say that ye are gods? And so in the Old Testament, we do hear that. And what they're talking about is that you are a part of that divine energy. It is within you. And Jesus understood that. He understood it. I just, you know, I love his ministry because he was proclaiming. He said, "I came to give you life and life more abundantly." Because when you move into recognizing that divine energy in you, boy, you live an abundant life in all areas of your life because you know that you can do and be and have anything that you desire. And here's the bottom line. That's how you were designed. We were not designed to be struggling. That's a choice that we make to struggle. We were not designed to worry about anything. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, "You look at the lilies in the field. They don't worry about this stuff. And here you are worrying about what clothes you're going to wear, what you're going to eat tomorrow. Do you think God thinks any less of you than he does the lilies in the field?" No. Wake up. My precious spirits, wake up. Okay, so let's move forward. Because life, I'm going to turn your mic off, Dr. Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
Because life has caused you to expand. And remember, we were talking about the reason that we expand is because we're having experiences. And our experiences say, ooh, I really like this experience. Or they say, ooh, I don't like this experience. But we embrace all of our experiences because the ones that we don't like cause us to have a desire for something else. And the moment that we have that desire, Abraham says, it's a rocket of desire. It's launched and reaches to our higher self, that equaling meaning our source energy, that equaling and meaning God. And God takes a hold of that desire, that source energy, and expands and becomes a vibrational match. And now it's waiting for you to become a vibrational match. So you need to expand in the physical form to reach and be a vibrational match with the desire. And we'll talk about that a little bit more. Okay, so because your life experiences have caused you to expand, and because the law of attraction is now responding to the vibration of that expanded you, you can now consciously feel your response to that moving energy. That is precisely what your emotions are. If the thoughts you are thinking in this moment, if they are in alignment with the vibration of the broader you, meaning your higher self, equal in meaning the divine essence of you, equal in meaning the God energy in you, okay? If you are in alignment with that energy, then you're going to feel very positive emotions. But if your thoughts that you are thinking in this moment are out of alignment with the vibration of the broader you, okay, then you feel the disharmony of that alignment in the form of negative emotions. So let's go back to our analogy that we were talking about last week of being in a canoe and taking the oars and turning our canoe to go upstream as opposed to going downstream. When we're moving upstream, we're in struggle mode, are we not? Because we're fighting against the current, are we not? So when you get in the canoe, you want to go downstream. And here's how Abraham describes it. When you are allowing yourself to float freely in the stream without resistance, thus closing the gap between where you are right now and who the broader part of you has become, then you feel your alignment in the form of positive emotion. But if you are still paddling upstream and you're holding yourself against the natural current of your own evolution, your resistance to the stream and to that which the larger part of you has become is evidenced in the form of a negative emotion. Do I have any questions here at this point? Are you getting what this means? Do you understand what this means? If you are struggling, you have a problem, and you have asked for the solution is already there, but you keep your focus on the struggle. So what do you think you need to do? If you have a problem, you need to let it go, don't you? Because you got to go with the flow. This is such a major lesson because we constantly put so much focus on the problem. And Dr. Reggie says what? What you focus on expands. And notice that the terminology that they use here is they say the expanded you. So you've had an experience and it expands. You focus on that experience and it continues to expand. But at some point you have to switch the focus to the solution. Even if you don't know, you think you don't know what the answer is, let go of the problem. just say, you know what, I'm going with the flow. I'm not going to fight this whatsoever. I'm going with the flow. I know the answer will come. Okay, so let's talk about the power of your guiding emotions. If someone you did not know contacted you in some way and said to you, "Hello, you don't know me, but I wanted to tell you that I'll never contact you in any way again." And you would say, "All right." You would not feel sad. You wouldn't feel disappointed that you would not hear from this stranger again. But if someone important to you were to tell you that, well, you would feel a very strong negative emotion. The emotion that you feel always indicates the vibrational difference between your point of desire and your current thought. So you could say that your emotions indicate the difference between your desire and your belief, or between your desire and your expectation. And we like to explain that your emotions indicate the vibrational relationship between the vibration of who you have really become and who you are allowing yourself to be right now because of the thoughts you are thinking. So you may have the desire for more money, but you're not allowing yourself to believe that you have more money. How many of you will pick up the phone if you're worried about something and tell everybody that will listen what you're worried about and what your fear is that will happen? So you've already desired something opposite than the story you're telling. But you don't rejoice in that, in the reality that that will come to pass. And the sooner you move into believing the solution to your problem, the sooner it will manifest. That's what they're really talking about. And so what it goes back to what? A belief. And a belief is what? A thought. And it's only a thought that you think over and over again. Do you guys see how this is all linking together? Oh my God, I love it. It's like going in a circle. But truth is truth is truth. So here's the example that they give. When you're feeling very proud of yourself, the feelings that you are experiencing are indicating an alignment between the vibration, which equals the means of your thought, of the vibration of your inner being, and the vibration or the thought of your right here, right now. So they're interchanging the word, vibration with thought. They're clearly saying you create a vibration with your thought. So if you can't understand vibration and frequency, if that's uncomfortable for you, break it down this way. What you're thinking right now, okay, here's what they're saying. If you're feeling proud of yourself, the feelings that you are experiencing are indicating an alignment between what you're thinking, your thinking of your inner being, and the thinking or your thought right here and right now. Your inner being is your higher self. So when you're feeling proud, there's an alignment. Remember, the most powerful emotion you can have is joy. When you're feeling proud of something, you're in a state of joy. And when you're in a state of joy, you're in alignment. And that's where Jesus was all the time. When he said, "I and my Father are one," he was moving in his joy all the time. And people were whining and complaining. He never went there. He stayed connected. We need to learn how to stay connected. If you feel ashamed or you feel embarrassed, those feelings indicate that you, in your now, are thinking thoughts about yourself that are very different from the thoughts that the broader part of you is having about you. So before your emotions can be meaningful to you, before you can allow them to give you the precise and perfect guidance that they are offering, you must understand that you are a being with two points of perspective that are continually relating to each other. And when you understand that your inner being, that's your divine essence, that's your connection to God, okay? When you understand that your inner being, or that expanded being that you are becoming, stands as the furthermost culmination of life and constantly calls you forward to that, then you begin to understand the feelings of passion or eagerness that is present when you are allowing your movement toward your expanded self. And you are also understanding that the feeling of being unfulfilled or of uneasiness when you are not allowing your movement toward your expanded self. So those are the two perspectives. The first perspective is you here in the physical form. The second is your higher self. And there's always this, they call it duality. And you're always expanding towards your higher self if you allow it. Remember, we have free will. So there is just no way of getting around it. You must allow yourself to be the being that life is causing you to become if you are to feel joy. And unless you are feeling joy, you are not allowing yourself to be that which life has caused you to become. So what does that mean that you're sitting here now and you're hearing this? What thoughts are going through your mind when you look over your life? Is anyone on the line right now who's feeling depressed or have a low self-esteem or feel that you are a failure? Don't you see that that's not who you are, and you're out of alignment with your higher self that knows how fabulous you are, that knows how valuable you are, that knows all of your secret desires and is holding them in escrow. They call it a vibrational escrow account. It's just waiting for you to believe. I just love that. I just love it. It is so simple. It is so simple. So this morning, I am proclaiming for you that I declare and decree at this moment that you be released from low self-esteem, that you are released from fear and doubt, that you are awakened to the divine essence of who you are, the glorious individual that you are, and how God loves you. How source energy loves you and is waiting for you to move towards that which you desire the most. Are you an artist that wants to draw, but you're working in some other job? Today you will be liberated and move towards it. Don't be afraid. Go out and buy a sketch pad. And just, if nothing else, draw for yourself. Go out to a flea market and sit and say, oh, let me draw your picture, not looking for anything in return. Just get up and begin doing that which gives you the most joy. Don't let another day pass when you're not pursuing that passion. Those are the gifts, that passion, those are the gifts that were given to you. This is how you're supposed to serve humanity. Are you burying those feelings, those passions? Those secret desires that you think, oh, they'll think I'm crazy if I do this. Don't bury them. Let them go. So your emotions indicate the degree of your alignment. Now, how does that work? As you know from your own life experience, a variety of feelings move through you depending upon what is happening, what you are observing, and what you are thinking. Your emotion, whether it feels good or bad, is a vibrational indicator of the relationship between the vibration of your broader self and you. Your emotions indicate the degree of your alignment with who you have become. And they show you if, in this moment, you are keeping up with yourself or not. So if you're feeling sad, I had a moment a couple of days ago where I told Dr. Richie, I said, I'm sad, and I understand these principles. So I said, now, what's going on with me? Where is this coming from? Something was out of alignment. I asked myself a question. I went into the silence so that I could realign. So you're not going to be perfect. But you're perfect when you understand, oh, I got something going on here and I need to fix it. That's what you want to be thankful for. So over time, you have come to describe the variety of feelings or emotions with many different words. And because of the number of individuals who have felt those emotions and because of the many generations of people having a variety of experiences, you have come to a somewhat consistent agreement on what you are feeling and the word you would use to describe it. Now, here's Abraham's message to you. We would much prefer that you find yourself in feelings of eagerness and love and joy rather than in those of fear or hatred or anger. But because we understand the vibrational reason for these emotions, we do not attempt to guide you from the emotion of fear directly to the emotion of joy. For we understand that the vibrational difference is too great to span all at once. And in fact, we see no reason to try to make the jump all at once, because a gradual movement in the direction of feeling better is all that is necessary or even possible. And I can tell you that a lot of people that are in pain, they cannot release it. You can talk until you're blue in the face, but they won't release it. So you have to ask them, well, what is the next highest thought that you can think of that would be a little better than what you're thinking? Like if you're sitting here and you're going, oh, I'm fat. And when you say that, you have all these negative feelings about yourself. Well, what could you say that will make you feel a little better? Well, I'm a little overweight, but I know that I can change this. I just need to get the discipline. Well, that's a lot better than just saying, declaring that you're fat, isn't it? Now you're saying, I have the discipline. I developed the discipline. It goes back to our affirmations, our lesson on affirmations. You guys remember that? The difference of saying I can to I can't, and shifting it to I can, and then making it even stronger to I will, and then making it even stronger to say I am. So I love this. Okay, let me go to a caller here. If you have questions or comments this morning, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Good morning, 6259, you're on the air.
Good morning, my sister.
Hi, Cody, how are you this morning?
I'm good after listening to that. That you know, it's like you've been walking around with me. That describes me. And I was saying that, Cody, if you press this thing, they're going to know you're going through something. I said, well, shucks, they already know it. That ain't really what I said. But anyway, this is the situation that describes me perfectly. And my dilemma is getting past the negative thoughts, letting them go. Sometimes I let them go and then I reach back out there for them, you know. It seems like that, you know, because it's hard. It's like I love her and I hate her. I mean, I won't say hate, but, you know.
Right.
If you've done something to me, You know, I'm one of those guys that I don't forget it. I allegedly say I forgive you. And the point is, I need to, I can say it verbally, but I got to do it emotionally so that, because acid does more to the container in which it is stored than the object that is cast upon. So my point in essence is simply this. Whenever you harbor an old resentment and dislike and disharmony and all of that stuff, you do more to yourself. It's not just like peeing on yourself. You don't even want to know it, you know?
Right.
And that person comes going on and you know. So my question is, I know I don't want to take too much time.
No, I appreciate you sharing it. It is so true. Resentment is one of our biggest negative emotions that kind of hides in the crooks and the crevices, you know, of our spirit. You know, sometimes we don't even know that we're still holding on to resentment. And Dr. Reggie has shared with us that resentment, holding on to resentment, causes cancer.
Right.
Different forms of cancer. So, but forgiveness is so important. If we just need, Dr. Reggie has a wonderful meditation called the Forgiveness Meditation, where he guides you through going into a deeper meditation and walks you onto a beach, and you write the names of people that you've had disagreements with, or, you know, who have hurt you, or you know, and you write their names in the sand, and then you just let the ocean come, the waves come in, and just wash those names away. And as those names are being washed away, you know that you're just forgiving them and letting them move on. So we don't have to actually pick up the phone and call these people. We need to do it in spirit, because forgiveness is all about healing us. It's not about the other.
I will call you later. I got to go. These people up here.
All right. Thank you for your comments this morning. Anyone else this morning, press 1 on your telephone keypad. That is a good one for resentment. Resentment can be, and you feel all the anger, but you got to find some way to be able to say, to go to the higher thought. Okay, well, you did this to me, but I'm going to let it go. It's not that important. I know that everything is in divine order. All righty. Let's talk about, they say that nothing that you want is upstream. I just love that part, that little statement, because here we are going down, fighting to go upstream, justifying why we have to struggle like we do. And then when actuality, Abraham is saying nothing that you want is upstream, nothing that you want is in the struggle. Everything that you see around you, the land, the sky, the rivers, the buildings, and even the people and animals, that was a thought vibration before it became the physical things that you not now observe. We all know this. That's number one principle in Circles of Prosperity, right? So while most do not realize it, you are standing on the leading edge of thought. You are so good at translating vibration through your senses of your sight and hearing, smell, taste, and touch that for the most part, you are unaware of the transition or the translation process at all. It's just life, and you are living it. If you go and study the parts of your body, how the eardrum works, how you act, the whole process of hearing, the whole process of smelling, of touch, of vision. It is all vibration. That's what you're looking at, something that you think is a tabletop, but it's just a vibration. And it's like hearing a foreign language and understanding the words of that foreign language. There's a translation that happens. Your body translates the vibrations so that your senses can interpret it. And that's a huge one to put your arms around. But if you move into that understanding and you live in that reality that everything coming at you is just a vibration, then you can start working with raising your vibration to another level. If you can grasp the concept that everything you see around you in manifested form was thought vibration first, and then thought form, and finally the manifestation as you see it now, the bigger picture of creation will begin to come into view for you. And then not only will you have a clearer picture of how things that you call real life experience come to be, but you will also feel the current from which all things come and upon which all things flow. Breathe. So what we mean when we say nothing that you want is upstream is that your desires, because you have already thought about them and asked for them, are already in the process of being created. What is it that the scripture says? If you say to that mountain, be thou removed, and don't doubt it in your heart, it will be done. So if there's no doubt, that means you strongly believe. That means you are a vibrational match with that decree, with that desire. That is the basis for manifesting. That is the basis for manifesting. Nothing that you want is upstream. Because the moment that you, and here's the thing, the moment that you experience a negative experience, that which we would call a bad experience, something in your heart says, I want something else. I don't deserve this. I want better. And that desire, that thought, it goes out and it begins to form, but it's waiting for you to believe. Yes, I deserve this. Yes, I'm ready to receive it. How many of you can say, someone pours a blessing over you, say, I receive that. Now you're saying it, you're doing the right thing, but are you believing it? And see, that's where I have a problem, where we go sit in church all day long and we heard mama say, I received that, and we hear the other people in the church saying, I received that. But do you really understand what I received that means? It means I am a vibrational match with what you're saying. I believe it. I'm ready to receive it now. I believe. I don't have any fear. I don't have any doubt. I receive this. I'm excited. Wow. So somebody can pray over you all day for your healing, but if you're sitting there in the back of your mind thinking, that's not going to work. Okay, I went through. I'm being polite, and I'll just sit here. I don't know how it's going to work. There's no belief. Even Jesus said, when they came to him and they said, he said, and wanted to be healed, he said, do you believe that you can be healed? Yes. Well, be it done unto you according to your faith, equally meaning according to your belief. Because if you don't believe it, it ain't going to happen. Because you're not a vibrational match with the healing. Listen. In the same way that a round object will roll downhill of its own accord without needing an engine or added impetus from outside influences, your desires are, in a sense, easily and naturally rolling toward their own conclusions as well. Once your life has caused the creation of a desire, your work is done, and natural forces and laws will take over. Did you hear that? Once your life has caused the creation of a desire, your work is done. Now you just need to let the natural laws take over. And you just need to believe. This is why my wonderful mentor, and I've shared this with you before, she said, look, you're the junior partner. Her name is Honey Rubin. I love her. If she's listening to this, I think she'll smile and chuckle. But she says you are the junior partner, and your only responsibility is to figure out the what. What is it that you want? What is it that you desire? That's all you need to think about. God is the senior partner. And, you know, now we're looking, God created laws, the laws that put those in place. So now what they're saying is, let God figure out the how. You just need to believe. You need to know what it is that you desire and believe that you have it. That's it. So the best way we have come to explain to you this pattern of natural evolution is in our analogy of the current of the river. Your every request, large or small, adds to the current of this river. And literally everything that you have ever asked for is downstream, where you can easily find it, where you can easily experience it, where you can easily possess it, and where you can easily live it. I think that's such a powerful lesson. Listen, tomorrow we're going to talk about the natural cycle in your life and how it's supposed to flow. And I hope this lesson has just kind of expanded. I know many of you are saying, I already know this. But I say to you, are you living it? Because you don't know it if you're not living it. You don't know it if you're not living it. So if you already know it, this is just a gentle reminder. That's all. And if nothing else, you'll say today, oh, I really needed to hear that to remind me. Because, see, listen, I know how life challenges can really take you off on a trip to nowhere sometimes. I love you guys so much. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer.
Heavenly Father, what a beautiful message about living life in vibration. And that everything that we're asking for, everything that we ask for, it is given unto us according to our faith and belief in the process. Let us use the analogy of being the junior partner and you being the senior partner. You have so many places in the universe from which you made to pull from to bring those desires into concrete reality. And we know that. Let us live it in our heart and believe it with our minds and our souls that we are natural vibration magnets of our desires without begging and without struggle. We know the process, we know the natural laws, and we live them. And as we live it, that's how we know it. And we thank you so much for giving the embodiment of this power in you as we magnetize what we desire to help, of course, and improve the quality of life for ourselves and for others. We believe this is so, and by the mantle of the Christ that we wear, so it is.
And so it is. You guys have a blessed day. We'll be here tomorrow at 7. I know a lot of you are getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday. If you're traveling, be safe. God bless.